تشن إن شاء الله ربيك خلقين سورة الانفطار سورة الانفطار verse 10 we reached last time كلا بل تكذبون بالدين. We explained that nay but he who reject the judgment. Inshallah, tonight we will continue. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. But verily over you are appointed angels to protect you. Kind and honorable, كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ, writing down your deeds. They know all that ye do. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. Allah, Allah. Ne? So when he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the previous ayahs, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. No, you are not believing in the judgment, not believing in the day of judgment. Means that you are not doing something for your akhirah. So what we did, we inna alaykum lahafidin, we have appointed on you angels that they will record what you have done. And they record what you do good and they record what you do bad. They credit your effort. They debit you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them. Kiraman. Kiram. Honorable. Noble. They are noble. They are honorable. They are not from anywhere bringing them to give a judgment on you. Like today, in courts, what they have, juries. Well, from where are these juries? Huh? Who assigned them? Are they honorable? Are they noble? Might be someone on the, you don't know what he is, his level of sincerity can be assigned a jury. Is that? Mm-hmm. Allah says, no. It's not like that. Kirama, honorable, katibin. So he classified them that they are noble. When someone is noble, Kiraman Katibin means noble, they write what you are doing. So when they are noble, they do not write, as it is said, your bad amal immediately, they wait for you. They give you a chance to repent before they write it in your debit. When you do something good, immediately they write it for you, credit. But for bad amal, they wait. That's nobility. They don't... Nobility means someone noble, means he doesn't look at you in a way except through respected way. So might be that servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did something by mistake, or did something and he's going to repent. Why will you go rush? They give you a chance. They are trustworthy. They do not write except what is allowed for them to write.
And that's why he said, وَقِيلَ كِرَامٌ يُسَارِعُونَ إِلَى كَتْبِ الْحَسَنَاتِ. They rush to write the good amal for you. وَيَتَوَقَّفُونَ فِي كَتْبِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And they stop in writing the bad amal. رَجَاءً أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرْ وَيَتُوبْ. فَيَكْتُبُونَ الذَّنْبَ وَالتَّوْبَ مِنْهُ مَعًا.
So hoping that they are going to ask forgiveness, and that's why they wait until you come and ask for forgiveness. And kiraman also, when you say someone kareem, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-kareem. So karam, generosity, nobility, come from being generous. So Allah is the most generous. So a servant of his, when he dressed that character, we say that person is kareem. Mm-hmm. Always his hands are open, gives help everyone. From his nobility. Karam comes from nobility, from good character. You become kareem. So he described his angels as kiraman, noble, generous. What they do is, as soon as you do a hasana, they rush. When you have something good to tell your brother, what you do? You rush to tell him good news. You want to be happy. You want to witness it. So these kiraman katibin, as soon as you do good amal, they rush, they take it, they go to heavens, and they present it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, Ya Rabbi, this servant of yours, we are witnessing he did that good amal for your sake. But when you do something bad, they keep quiet. They don't say anything. They say, Ya Rabbi, you are As-Sattar, the one that you veil, cover things up for your servant. Forgive him. He asks forgiveness for him. And Ya Rabbi, these people of yours, every day they are reading your Quran, they are remembering you, they are in good standard, but they made mistake today. And you cover for them. You are As-Sattar. Forgive them. What do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do? This is from their nobility. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. That's why he said we are putting on you protectors. He said, but verily over you are appointed angels to protect you. And what they call it today with the slang language, guardians. They are protecting you. They whisper in your heart, be careful, don't do this. They are trying to protect you from the hand of shaitan. And this is how you can understand how far you are away from shaitan and how far you are near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are far away from shaitan, means you will listen more to them by rejecting what is bad and accepting what is good. But if you are the opposite, means you are not listening to what they are whispering, protecting, guardian angel, or protecting angels. Allah said, we appointed on you honorable to protect you, honorable angels to protect you. Kiraman katibin. Honorable, they write. When you write,
We are human beings. When we write,
we might be short. When you are writing, you are not fast enough to write everything. These angels, even your breath, they can write. How many drops of blood in your heart they can write. How much your heart is pumping of blood they can write. Allah gave them knowledge. Kiram and Katibin, يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know what you are doing. If they don't know what you are doing, how they be noble writers? How they can write everything? يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Do you see air? Can you see the air?
No.
Can you see the wind?
No.
كرام كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. They know. You cannot see them. These angels, they are very subtle. Allah created them very subtle. That you cannot see them. But they can see you completely from top to bottom through your heart. And that's why he said, يَعْلَمُونَ مَا. They know what you are doing. They know all that you do, whatever you do, whatever you are doing, they know, يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Anything you do, they know. Why we cannot see them? Can you see the air, the wind? Huh?
Why cannot you can?
You can feel the breeze of the wind. You can feel the presence of the air of the wind. So how you can see the breeze of the wind and the air and you cannot see and notice the presence of angels? When wind comes on you, you feel it, isn't it? Because it's passed through you. You will feel that. Why cannot feel angels? Because you did not yet reach a subtle situation. If you become so your heart so pure, subtle, that as you feel the air, the breeze of the air, you can feel the breeze of the angels. And that's why those who purified themselves, submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah raised them higher in their levels, they become more subtle, that anything moves, they can feel it. Like now, if you blow a little bit, can you see anything? No. But if the sun is, sun rays are coming and you blow very small, what you see? All these small moving, because the subtleness, you say, of the rays of the sun made possible that you see these particles. So any small breeze is enough to make them to move, because they are subtle there, very light. We as physical body, we are very physical, too much forms on us. That's, we need a bigger air to feel, or breeze to feel. So you cannot see the subtle things, unless if you become subtle like this. And that's why he said, angels, they know everything you are doing, because they are subtle. Awliyaullah, as their level increase, they begin to be given slowly, slowly, from seeing what their murid are doing. So يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know what you are doing. How they know what you are doing? They are with you 24 hours, observing you. They never get tired. They are always with you, day and night. In every moment, what you are doing is written. And that's why in the hadith it is said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akrimu al-kiram al-katibin." Honor the noble angels who write your amal, because they never leave you. Always they are with you, except in two situations: when you need a shower and when you go to the bathroom. And that's why he said, أَكْرِمُوا الْكِرَامَ الْكَاتِبِينَ. Respect and honor them. And in the explanation is say, why we have to honor them and to respect them? In the time of the battle with Prophet ﷺ was fighting the unbelievers, Ma'arakat Badr, Allah sent angels to help Sahaba in their fight. And they were fighting and no one was seeing them except Prophet ﷺ. So angels are everywhere. And that's why always you have to be in the best shape of covering yourself, because this is how you can respect them. And that's why Prophet said, أَكْرِمُوا الْكِرَامَ الْكَاتِبِينَ. Honor them. Honor them by being, what you say, nicely presenting yourself. Not like people today, they go naked. They don't care for their aura, from the belly to the knee is, you cannot show. And now today many people, they don't care, they are wearing this, what you call it, slipper, swimming dress. It's for women, I'm speaking man. I'm not speaking woman, I'm speaking man. A woman cannot wear anything from top to bottom, they have to be covered. Speaking men now, Muslim men, I'm seeing them on the street, they go to masjid and they are wearing shorts. Or they don't go to masjid wearing shorts, they go running on the street, jogging they say, and they are not covering their what Allah has prevented to show from the belly to the knee. Everyone now shows his belly and shows his half of his thigh, and this is not accepted even for men. That means you are not respecting the honored angels.
As we are coming to the end of this surah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing His angels in many descriptions, that whatever you have done in this dunya, angels are going to record it, nothing going to be left, it's going to be presented in the judgment day, and they are going to witness for on you that you have done that during your life. We are unaware of this. We pass by the ayah and we go through it, skimming it, and look, one of the most important people in his time, Al-Fudayl, when he used to recite his ayah, he used to say, قَالَ مَا أَشَدُّهَا مِنْ آيَةٍ عَلَى الْغَافِلِينَ, that it is a very strong warning to the heedless people, to those who are not able to see that day is coming, the judgment day is coming. What you are going to do, O Muslims, when the day of judgment comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to call these angels, recording every smallest amal you have done in your life, how many times you look at things that is forbidden, how many times you went mixing men and women together in ways that Allah doesn't like, especially in a swimming pool, how much you looked on the TV and video movies, how much you try to cheat or deceive or to lie. All this is recorded. What do I have to say? If Allah calls me and calls you today, say finish, your life come. What am I going to do? Can we say we didn't do that? Can? You can? No. That's why Sayyidina Umar said, if my amal today is not better than yesterday, then underground is better for me. If my amal tomorrow is not better than today, then underground is better for me. That is what always we hope for, Allah's mercy. Or else, who can pass through Sirat al-Mustaqim? We are not here to discourage ourselves, but to encourage ourselves to do more. Allah, Allah. Imam Ghazali said, every zikr, every means any smallest movement in your heart, angels will feel it, and angels will know it. Means any kind of inspiration or gossip comes through your heart, they know it, and they see it, and they feel it. Even you didn't do it. You thought a bad thought, and you didn't do that, they know about it. You thought a good thought, and you didn't do it, they know about it. You did it, they know about it. Their feelings about that movement of the heart through zikrullah, if you are doing zikr, there is a movement.
It's like a, that's what we mentioned in the angels book, that all this universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoint on it angels to move it. That driving force of the Big Bang, the opposite driving force, when the explosion of the Big Bang went out from that entity that exploded, which was the light of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we said before, that light is of four different lights. The last part of it is the one fourth of it is what where Allah created everything other than the pen and the sword and the heaven. So when it created, all this universe being created, a driving, opposite driving force came and stopped everything in its place. This driving force that stopped everything in its place are angels. That they moved immediately as Allah wanted them at the moment to stop that particular individual star or planet in its place, they stopped it through their force. And they are called forcing angels. They force everything in its place. The movement of this constellation and this universe that is moving in vacuum now, it's with their zikr. When they do zikr, when they are in continuous zikr, that is making the movement of the universe. Movement of the earth around itself is through their zikrullah. Movement of the moon around the earth is through their zikrullah. Movement of the earth around the sun is their movement of zikrullah. It's like a very harmonious musical movement, moving the four constellations. So when your heart begin with zikrullah, for them, they understand that harmonious musical note, frequency or signal. They feel it. When they feel it, so zikrullah equal a certain frequency. That frequency, it will end in a feeling that angels are accustomed to feel, or to feel that music, as we call it, music, Islamic heavenly music. They understand it because zikrullah give from when it comes from the heart, it has a different note signal. When it comes from the tongue of a human being, it has different signal. When it comes from the heart, it is coming from the essence of your creation, of yourself. When it comes from the tongue, it passes through all this kind of channels where it will be lesser and lesser and lesser, mixed too much with your egoistic style life or self, that it will drop the signal that goes through the tongue. And that's why the hidden zikr is more important, especially in the Naqshbandi order, is more important than the jahri zikr. Because the hidden zikr through the heart has a certain signal that is, its frequency is higher, is like a, not higher, when it's higher, it's the physics become smaller, it's shorter, it's very sharp. When it goes through the tongue, it has to pass through your egoistic self. It will become its frequency less. So it becomes the importance of it less. And that's why more recommended the hidden zikr. So angels, they can understand that musical, heavenly musical frequency of that zikr. Every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attribute has a different frequency. So as your heart moves, it's coming from within the essence of the heart. That zikrullah coming from secret, secret of secret, hidden and most hidden. It's coming from there. When it comes on the tongue, it goes through the whole system. It will reduce its effect. So when the angels hear it, so it becomes the zikr of the heart, gives a frequency. That frequency, angels are feeling it. So your hidden heart, your inner heart, also feeling it. So the angel feeling and your heart feeling, both of them, they will be coinciding on the same
same
wavelength. Like if you have a sheet or a book, and you have only and you have a flashlight, and you want to put that flashlight over that book, and there is only one hole in the book that gives the light. So whatever you use the flashlight, if you don't come to the that hole, that light just doesn't go through, doesn't hit the target. So the feeling of the angels of that heavenly zikr that is coming from the heart coincide with the feeling with that person who is doing that zikr. If both of them coincide together, everything will open for your heart. That's why he called them kiraman katibin. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْحَلُونَ. They are noble, they know what you are doing, because their feeling and your feeling are connecting with each other. And since because they are noble, they open for you by their dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open for you what cannot be seen. So what will happen? So when your feeling and their feeling come together, they open for you. When you open for you, what will happen to you? At that time, your zikr cannot be felt by you, because all your feeling at that time, because they opened you that channel, the two holes are open, so you can move with each other. Through that hole of that they open for you, you can enter in the divine presence. At that time, your whole feeling is with that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That time, they don't know anything anymore. They are not, they know, but they are not allowed anymore to write. It's Yadul Qudra that writes for you. It's Allah from, He will reward you for what you have to be, what you are doing. It's not anymore by us. It's by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as long as you are doing your zikr through your tongue, and you are not concentrating it only through the heart, the khafi zikr, the hidden zikr, always you will be not yet reaching the hidden, means because the divine presence is hidden. You cannot reach that presence. When you, your heart becomes the essence of the zikr, and there is the hidden zikr, then you can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's complete love. When this happened, Allah is saying, when the angels, noble angels writing and knew that what you are doing of good, Allah, what He will do for you, He will reward you. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. As for the righteous, they will be in bliss. Then you are a righteous person. Allah brought you very close to His love, under His dome. أَوْلِيَاءِ تَحْتَ قِبَالِ. My angels are, saints are under my dome. No one knows them except me. How they know? Who knows them? No one, He said. No one will know them. He's hiding them. If Allah is hiding awliya, how people today, some scholar here in the Bay Area, they say no, awliya. Yeah, there is no awliya because Allah hiding them from you. You become blind. You are not seeing them. There are some scholars here. People go to them quickly all the time. They say that no awliya, finish, no more. How do you know no more awliya? Because Allah hiding them. Before they were not hidden, because they were, their ignorance was less. Now ignorance is so huge. Even ulama of today, because of their ignorance, they say no awliya. This how show you how much these ulama are ignorant. Especially in this today ulama. And Allah said, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Means all those righteous people are going to be in paradise, in bliss, because they are doing what Allah wanted them to do, through their obligation and through preventing themselves from falling into sins. وَالْمُطِيعُ وَالْمُحْسِنُ. He said, and they are obedient and generous. And he said, the best of good amal is first is la ilaha illallah. The highest amal that you can achieve is the oneness, declaring the oneness of Allah by saying la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَبَرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. When you say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, means you are accepting the oneness of Allah. You are accepting Muhammad as His messenger. When you accept that, means you are accepting Islam. You are accepting your obligations and what you have to do. Then after that, what? When you accept that, what happened? You have to be good with your parents. And now many people, their parents, especially in this country, their parents are not Muslim. Even though you have to be good with them and nice with them, you cannot say they are non-Muslim. You know how you know? Allah might at the last moment make their tongue to say shahada. Who knows? No one knows. Even if they don't make shahada, Allah said, even if they are non-Muslim, you still have to respect them. وَبَرُّ التَّلَامِذَ لِلْأَسَاتِذَ. And to, for students to keep respect for their teachers. Show me students today keep respect for their teachers. Or show me children give respect to their parents today. Any? Who? You speak with your son or your daughter, they say, ah, what you know? I know more than you. They are still awkward men. Old men, awkward. Backward. Backward. I'm surprised. Children always, they say to their parents, backward. And never ends. Even 100 years ago, when there was no technology, still the children say to their parents, backward. 500 years ago, still they tell them, you are backward. 1,000 years ago, they tell them backward. This backward never ends. And today, they say to their parents, backward. It's a nature. It's something that coming from ego. than the stubbornness and the pride, rebellious. They are rebellious against their parents. They do not accept advice. Parents are more experienced. What they want? They want the benefit of their children. What they want? They don't want more than that. But the child doesn't want the benefit, doesn't know the benefit, doesn't realize that this is a benefit. He wants to be only rebellious, not content of what Allah gave him. You cannot see a child today content of anything. Free and on the street. What they are doing on the street? All kind of bad habits. So he said in Al-Abrar Lafi Na'im, he explained that it is to respect the student, to respect their teachers also. And وَبَرُّ أَهْلِ الْإِرَادَ لِلشُّيُوخِ. And the people of the free will to respect their sheikhs. You understood that? Al-Irada means everyone is Al-Irada. Means you have an Irada, you have a will. Means don't put your will in front of the sheikh's will. If the sheikh tells you something, drop your will down. Don't come and give him an advice. Your advice is not accepted at that time.
وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ.
And the wicked, they will be in the fire. He said, you want to be from the good ones to be in bliss, or you want to be from the bad ones and to be the wicked ones to be in fire? Sure. It's a free market. They say modern civilization is a free market. Free market. Which one you want? Choose. You want this? You want, as for the righteous, they will be in bliss, or you want, and the wicked, they will be in the fire. Which one you want? You are buying now. It's a market, and offering for you these two. Which one you take? If someone comes and give you a nice watermelon, and they say, this is red one. And he comes and say, this is one, is white one. Smelly one, which one you take? The red one. Why are not taking the good one then in now when Allah is saying to you, for the righteous I give you the bliss, and for the wicked I give you fire. Which one you want? No, we say we want the one with fire. Is that? Why? Because we are listening to Shaitan. If we are listening to Allah, we will not do that. And that's why it is, self is always struggling between the good and the bad. Good, receiving inspiration from heaven, telling you no, choose the good one. The bad is receiving gossips from shaitan, telling you no, this is better. And since our nature is rebellious, and shaitan was rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are becoming rebellious against everything that good for us. And look now today in the world, you will see everyone is rebellious. In any way, he is rebellious in anything, in any, as long as you say, the people want this, you will find what they call themselves for peace.
Protestants.
They become protesters against anything. That doesn't go along with what they want. It is a rebellious against everyone in power. Who is in power? Allah or Shaitan?
Allah.
That's why they are rebellious. anything in power, nature of human being going to be rebellious against that, because the nature of our nature say no, we are in power. So you are you and me, I am me. I am me. That's why Allah, when He brought all spirits, and He said, who am I and who are you? Spirits, they said, you are our Lord and we are your servant. Unbeliever, they said, you are you, we are we. Believers, they said, you are our creator, our Lord, you are your servant. Now, anyone in power, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in power, Malik al-Mulk, Malik Yawm al-Din, he's in power. So everything else wants to come against. So our nature wants to rebel against the good and go with the bad. And that's why he said, choose, you want to be righteous and get the bliss, ni'mah of mine, or you want to be wicked and go to fire. يَسْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. They are going, which they will enter on the day of judgment. إِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. The wicked are in fire, and they are going to enter it. Means all our amal, bad amal, is going to be exposed. And Allah is going to show you your place in hellfire. That's for Muslims. See, look, this is your place. That you believed in me, you believed in my Prophet, go with my mercy to paradise for Muslims. For unbelievers, it's Allah, His judgment on them. Do not interfere in them. Allah knows best. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ. And they will not be able to keep away therefrom. They will not be one moment away from being in punishment, in hellfire. They are always attending and present in punishment from their day of death till eternal.
Eternal?
Eternity. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Imma rawdatun for the grave, imma rawdatun min riyad al-jannah aw hufratun min hufar an-nar." Either it is a paradise or grave, or it's going to be a hole of fire. So from moment of death, either you are completely in paradise for eternity, or you will be in hellfire for eternity. This is for believers and unbelievers. And there are in between.
For depend on whatever Allah wants.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. And he said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And what will explain to thee what the day of judgment is? Allah is saying, what is the day of judgment? How you know? He is the owner of that day. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسٍ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْءٍ. At that day, no one can help anyone, everyone but himself. Means there is no one can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finish. Unless Allah give shafa'at and is given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, what will explain to thee what is the day of judgment? It will be the day when no soul shall have power to do aught for another, for the command that day will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can do anything. The order is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what Allah will do for His servant? You think a Muslim, a believer, that he believed in Allah and His Prophet and His Messenger and said, La ilaha illallah. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whoever say la ilaha illallah enter paradise. You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put down His believers that believed in Him? Allah will give a lot of mercy for those who believed and struggled in their lives and did their best for achieving and remembering the Day of Judgment, for achieving a good eternal life in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them, will give them, although with our amal is nothing compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, but Allah will give. But what you think about those who did not achieve, those who did not struggle, those who took everything with no bidun ihtimam, with no concern, everything they took it for granted. الله يوم لا تملك لنفس شيئا نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from his love and the love of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the day of that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said, Wal amru yawma idhin lillah, and for the command that they will be holy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, no one can help you. You don't expect that your father going to help you, or your mother going to help you, or your sister, or your son, or your daughter. And only what helps you, Allah is mercy. And what Allah gives to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for shafa.
وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ